All right, we are ready to start the second half. Chillicothe's basketball playing the goal to the right, making the goal to the left. 21-15, Chillicothe leads it by six. As they pause for a moment to let the Chili Peppers band get their instruments out of the gym. Same starting five for both teams to start this second half. Chillicothe just a six-point lead. They've led pretty much the entire game, but never by more than eight. Making hungry for their first win. Chillicothe looking to get to 500. Inbound it to Dietz. Dietz crosses the timeline. And we're underway. Clampett high on the right side. Hands it back to Dietz. Dietz. Oh, there's the lob play. Beautifully executed. Dietz handed it to Clampett. Clampett turned around and handed it back to Dietz. And then swung around the back 40. The lob was spot on, and that's a fun-looking play. And that is not to showboating. That is a design play by Coach Kuhl. And it works pretty effectively because the opposition seldom sees it coming. Clampett with the steal. Smith picks it up. Loses it. Hands it to Gannon now. Chillicothe looking for back-to-back. Instead, they can't quite feed. Trent Moore ends up going out of bounds. 23-15, Chillicothe with the lead, opening minute of the third quarter. Dietz applying pressure. Turner makes it across the timeline for Macon. Keeps the dribble alive. Dietz right in his hip pocket. Good defense by Dietz to go over to Craig Smith. Up top to Trey Cothy. Right side, Trey comes up, misses everything. Turner misses everything but the open arms of the Chillicothe rebounder. Gannon across the timeline now with 6:53 left in the third, leading 23-15. Gannon, right wing, up top. Clampett couldn't get the screen. Takes it to the hole, lays it up, doesn't get it to fall. Trent Moore, the rebound, but an over-the-back call. Over-the-back call on Macon, but it was on the floor, not the shot. Josh Turner with his third first team foul. Brendan Watts checks in, and they get Tyrone Walker out. They leave Turner in with three fouls. So Chillicothe, another chance. Trent Moore for three. That one spins around. Hey, we'd rather have a trade than a deuce any time. I don't think it matters to Trent Moore, but a trade is pretty good. Chillicothe leading by double digits for the first time tonight. 10-foot jumper on the baseline for Turner doesn't fall. Bodies collide, looking for the rebound at the free throw line. They're going to call Macon on this one again. This will bring Tyrone Walker back into the game, and that's the fourth foul on Josh Turner, so Turner's out for a while. And Walker checks back in. Wade Dietz will bring it across the timeline, leading by 11, 26-15. Chillicothe, good start to the second half. Over left side to Gannon. Up top to Moore. Baseline right to Clampett. Clampett now goes up top to Dietz. Back to Clampett. Right wing. Smith and Cothy really mixing it up inside. Smith comes out up top now. Traveling call on Dietz as he tries to dribble drive from the right side. So it'll be backcourt basketball for Macon, and Chillicothe comes out in a press. They back it off as Tyrone Walker brings it across the timeline. Pivots. Can't get it to fall. Stick back, though, falls for Kendall Cothy. Cothy with a bucket after Walker leaned in from the free throw line. Somehow managed to get a pretty good shot without traveling. 26-17, Chillicothe by 9. 5:22 left in the third quarter. Right side, Tyler Clampett gives it inside to Ryan Smith. Smith loses it. Stolen by Walker. Tyrone Walker gives it down court, and a traveling call on Mr. Brendan Watts. Watts with the walk, trying to time his steps for the layup and forgot to keep dribbling. So no damage done that time. Chillicothe 26, Macon 17, 5:12 left to play third quarter. Gannon across the timeline. The senior shovels it over right side to Clampett. Baseline now for Trent Moore, the junior. Free throw Smith. Free throw line Smith. A good fastball movement. Smith again at the free throw line. Back out and over to Trent Moore, right wing. Wade Dietz comes up top. Dribbles over sideline. Sees a three ball. Boom! Yes, yes, yes! His second tonight. Wade Dietz lights it up. And it's a 12-point lead for Chillicothe. Down court in a hurry, Macon goes up against Ryan Smith. And I think Craig Smith got the better of the Smith family here. As Ryan Smith wasn't set, tried to make a defensive play. It was Clampett. I thought it was Smith that's going to be whistled, but it was Clampett. My mistake. Clampett's second foul, first team foul at the free throw line. First one falls in for Craig Smith. His first trip to the line tonight and his first point since the first quarter. He's got six now. 29-18. It's an 11-point lead. This could make it 10 if he can connect here, and that's what we have. 12-point lead for, or 10-point lead for Chillicothe. 29-19, approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. Clampett, left side, up top to Dietz, right side to DJ Gannon. Looking inside to Ryan Smith, can't get it there. Kothi playing him pretty tough. Up top to Dietz, free throw line Smith goes over to Clampett. Clampett looks off the three-pointer. Chillicothe showing great patience, and there's Clampett open for the three ball across the rim. Look at Trent Moore grab the rebound, but no, a little bit too aggressive over the back. Or pushing off is the call on junior Trent Moore. After Clampett missed the tray. Inbounds pass goes up to midcourt to Watts. Watts across the timeline. Reverse layup wasn't there, so they give it back to Watts, and his shot falls. Brendan Watts, his second bucket, and it's an 8-point ball game now. Back-to-back buckets. For Macon. And Chillicothe loses the ball out of bounds. And Macon's coming up big now. Macon's whittled it from 12 to 8. Off two free throws and then that last fast break shot. It fell in. Watts brings it across the timeline. Left side to Tyrone Walker. Walker pulls up free throw line. Hits it. So Chillicothe now saw their lead cut in half. And that's enough to cause a timeout by Chillicothe. Walker with six, and the lead has gone from 12 to 6. And we're back after this on KCHI. 3:18 left to play third quarter. 29-23 Chillicothe by 6 in the third after leading by 12 a couple minutes ago. And Macon coming out in a two-man press. They back that off, and Wade Dietz is greeted in the midcourt stripe by Reynolds. Crosses the timeline. Dietz up top. Over to Gannon. Right side to Clampett. Around the horn we go again to Gannon. Dietz, top of the circle. Left side to Gannon. Cross-court pass. Easy steal for Tyrone Walker. Gets it down to Reynolds. This can make it a 4-point game, and that's what we got. And Chillicothe, what happened to that 12-point lead? Clampett across the timeline. 2:40 left to play. Dietz spins, deals up top. Right side, Moore's open for the three ball. No, missed everything that time. And Chillicothe now is the one in trouble, nursing a 4-point lead in the third. There's a three ball, misses everything. Macon did. Chillicothe the rebound, brings it down court. And a whistle and a foul on Macon. Rasmussen checks in. Trent Moore will be at the line. That's the second foul on Craig Smith, the 6'2 junior. Trent Moore, first one, is in. First trip to the line for Trent Moore. He's got 9 to lead the Hornets tonight. That makes it a five-point game. Smith has a breather, and Rasmussen checks in. Macon goes to the bench for a couple of players as well. Caleb Welch will check in, as will 6'6 Shannon at the next opportunity. Moore misses the second one. Back court, Kendall Colthy. Down court to Craig Smith. Tries a long three ball off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Trent Moore with another rebound. Moore's been pulling down some good boards tonight. Running J doesn't fall, and we got another whistle underneath. Who's this one going to be on, and what's it going to be? It's a pushing off foul on Blake Rasmussen. After Clampett had the miss. 6'7", Trey Cothey checks out, along with 6'3", Kendall Cothey. And John Murray, the 6'6", sophomore, checks in, along with the number 40, Caleb Welch, a 6'1", junior. Macon's basketball. They bring it down court. Leave it for Walker on the left wing. Up top for Smith. Right wing now to Welch. Dish underneath. Low post guarded nicely by Chillicothe. Go over to Reynolds. Lobs it inside to Shannon. First shot doesn't fall. Second one doesn't fall. Third one is a foul. Trying to block from behind. Point blank range. And John Murray couldn't connect it one time. He actually just hit the bottom of the backboard. Fourth foul on Chillicothe. First one on Wade Dietz. I thought maybe it was going to be Rasmussen, but it was Dietz reaching from behind. And at the line, Shannon hits his first one. They're not Shannon. Murray, I mean. John Murray. Rasmussen and Moore check out. So it's a four-point game, and now it's a three-point game. John Murray makes both of them, 30-27. And Chillicothe needs to get back in the swing of things here. Dietz crosses the timeline, gives it to Gannon, back to Dietz, left wing, up top Gannon. Dietz tries to skip it across the paint to Clampett. Clampett wasn't anywhere close, but luckily the Macon player lost it out of bounds. Chillicothe inbounds it again. Low post right. Dietz lobs it up top to Clampett, right wing. Baseline Trey. Dietz misses everything. Smith can't hang on to the rebound. And Chillicothe has fallen on hard times now. Three ball right wing. Pin balls out for Reynolds. Officials with the whistle again on Chillicothe. Or check it. It's on John Murray, his first for Macon. 56 seconds left in the third quarter. Just a three-point Chillicothe lead. You get it to Clampett. Down to Hershberger. Hershberger, a little out of control, pulls it out. Leave it inside for Ryan Smith. Smith one-hands it up. Dances it on the rim. Doesn't get it to fall. Loose basketball picked up by Clampett. That one doesn't fall. Chillicothe can't beg, buy, borrow, or steal a basket. And Macon not much better. Clampett comes up with the rebound but said he was fouled. But says he fouled someone. So, wow. Chillicothe went from the penthouse to the outhouse and the span of this quarter. 33 seconds left. That's the third foul on Clampett. Trent Moore will check in after this first free throw by Welch. First one is no good. Fifth team foul on Chillicothe, four on Macon. Macon brings in Clint Shannon, the junior. Trent Moore checks in for Clampett, so he doesn't pick up an extra foul in these last 33 seconds. Welch, second free throw. Look at Smith's sky for that rebound. Nicely done. Chillicothe down court, crosses the timeline with 26 seconds left. Hershberger on the wing, turns down a three-pointer. Clampett, left side. Up top to Gannon, back to Clampett. Dietz. Dietz points to the clock. Gets the ball back from Gannon with seven. Dietz looking for something to do with it. Goes inside. Leaves it for Hershberger. Hershberger doesn't connect, and that's how the quarter ends. So Chillicothe limps to the fourth quarter. They did lead by 12. Now it's just a three-point ball game. Hornets by 3. We're back in 60 on KCHI.